The Book of Job, Chapter 2. Again, it came to pass on the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Yahweh, that Satan came also among them to present himself before Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Satan, "Where do you come from?" And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my slave Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one who fears God and turns away from evil, and he still holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause." And Satan answered Yahweh and said, "Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his soul. But put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will renounce you to your face." And Yahweh said to Satan, "Look, he is in your hand, only spare his soul." So Satan went forth from the presence of Yahweh and struck Job with intense boils from the sole of his foot to the top of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd to scrape himself with it, and he sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Renounce God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips." Now, when Job's three companions heard of all this evil that came upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. And they made an appointment together to come to bemoan him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes far off and didn't know him, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his robe and sprinkled dust on their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spoke a word to him. For they saw that his grief was very great.